Let's go, girls.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Bachelorette weekends, reunions, spa treatments, or the need to simply get out of town. Those are some of the reasons you and your best friends may want to plan a weekend getaway. Joining us with a little girl talk about girlfriend getaways is our travel contributor, Elaine LaBalme, a contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Hi, Elaine.
Howdy.
All right, New Girl, you're getting away with the girls. I smell trouble brewing.
No trouble happening here. You know what? Times like this, I think of the four R's. Refresh, rejuvenate, reminisce, reunion. Some things are just better without the kids, without the husband, without the dog. You gotta just do it with the girls.
So one often hears about weekend getaways to New York City. Is that the ultimate girlfriend getaway?
In my book, absolutely. I have done
this for years.
Well, here is the thing. You go and you stay at the Waldorf Astoria. I've done this with the girls for years. It's just this amazing, great Grand Dame Art Deco hotel. You get yourself a suite. You go, you shop, you dine, you play. There is nothing like a weekend in New York City with the girls. Stay at the Waldorf. Treat yourself. Do it.
Are there other urban destinations you favor?
You know, absolutely. I mean, I think a D.C. weekend is great, but I love Philadelphia. The Hotel Monaco just opened an outlet there. It is new. It is gorgeous. It is sassy. A couple of great watering holes. The Hop Sing Laundromat is a bar that's getting kudos. It's best bar in the U.S. Vernick Food and Drink. I mean, here's where you're going to go. Drink, dine, club, play. It's a great urban weekend for the girls.
All right. Now, something tells me that there's a beach in this girlfriend mix. What she got?
I'm smiling because I wish I was there right now. I would send you to the Bahamas, to the Atlantis Resort. This place is absolutely gorgeous. It's like Vegas in the Caribbean. There's like so many casinos. You shop, you eat, you can golf. Major restaurants, multiple restaurants, lounges. You know, multiple beaches. There's just so much to do at the Atlantis. The beach is absolutely beautiful. Again, just to pamper yourself, I can't think of a better place to go with the girls.
Now, I hear some of your girl crew is quick to hit the road to follow one of their favorite musicians. Is this another great way to do a girlfriend getaway, to bond around a common experience or passion?
You know, I think so. And I don't know if you could guess which musician this would be, but actually I know some girls who've been following Bruce Springsteen around for years.
That's a good one to follow.
It is. And so they just meet at all points, you know, across the U.S., I think even around the world, and go to the Bruce shows. It's a great thing to do. Similarly, if there's an outdoor pursuit you enjoy, kayaking, say, you know, do that with the girls. Go to Lake Powell. For years, I've gone to Lake Tahoe with the girls. One of my favorite things to do. Ski in the winter, water ski in the summer. So, you know, just think of the thing that you enjoy, that you've always enjoyed with your girl crew. You do that.
Do you have some basic rules of the road so that girlfriends return home as just that, still very good friends?
You know, I think the most important thing is to be sure that everyone's needs are met up front, that you know that everybody's going to have a good time, and work out the money piece in advance. Don't have to be haggling over money, you know, at the end, who's going to pay for the hotel room or what's your share or whatever. If you have clarity up front, you're going to come home as friends and you're going to be able to have another girlfriend getaway.
All right. Sounds good. Elaine LaBalme is a travel contributor to Essential Pittsburgh, and she's a contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City, tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine, always a pleasure, and my only advice for you is maybe stay out of the Liberty Tubes for a few days. Okay?
Wasn't the place to be today.
Apparently not. And thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM. as a podcast in iTunes. Tomorrow at noon, Pennsylvania Senator Bob Casey, who was supposed to be here today, he'll join us tomorrow to discuss concerns about persistent gaps in U.S. counterterrorism procedures. We welcome your comments and story ideas at ESSPGH at WESA.FM. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This is 90.5 WESA, Pittsburgh's NPR news station.